At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, it's crossover time, which means we welcome in Mark Willard and Dan Dibley. Hey, guys.
I'm excited for this one.
Why?
Woo! Yeah, just because. You said he'd been in a bad mood, Snidey.
He has been.
That's not true.
Oh, all, man.
It's only Tuesday. How can you put
last week?
What did I miss? Mm-hmm.
My God, I was in a great mood last week. Yeah. I'm not in a great... First of all, you weren't even here on Thursday. How can you tell what mood I'm in? You were in Sunnyvale.
Laughing Monk.
You got mad at me.
We did the crossover.
Yeah, we did.
You did.
I can't tell my mood when you're not even in the... What, you looked on YouTube and
you're not doing this.
Was in a bad mood.
No.
And I'm not as happy.
You didn't pay off a tease.
And no offense to Evan. Yeah. But I'm a little more happy when Goo is just around me. He's a happy... He makes me happy.
All right. You two have at it.
Yeah. Now, Willard,
what?
Do you have a problem with me calling you Will?
None.
Steiny apparently went in the boss's office, and the boss checked him. When are you going to talk to your partner? He goes, about what? Calling Willard Will. My dad, last name Johnson, shocker. In the Navy, they called him John.
I've been called.
As a young kid, I'm like, who the hell is John? His name's Norm. John, short for Johnson. I do the same with you.
Who the hell is
Will
John?
For Willard?
I've been called Will my entire life.
Oh, my God.
My closest friends call me Will to this day. I went golfing with two of them on Sunday. That's what they call me.
What do you got to say for that, Steiny?
That's what they call me.
I'm not the one who had a problem with it.
But you kind of agreed with them.
I don't care. I don't care. My first thing would be, hey, boss. Don't you have other things to worry about?
I did miss you guys.
We got issues at this station coming out of the ears, and he's worried about a nickname. We got to fix some stuff around here.
Right, thanks for checking on me, dude.
Right, you got it. Crossover. Yeah. It does look like an F1 pit stop.
Dude, I tried to stay quiet.
Like,
it was a
lot. Go, go, go. Like,
I thought I saw C-3PO at one point.
Right before, it's amazing.
Well, the big difference is the F1 pit stop is about 5.3 seconds. This was 5.3 minutes.
It's actually been 5.3 months. But that's a different story.
Well, if you really
also
want to extrapolate, it's probably closer to 5.3 years.
That's true,
because even at the old studio, when we went to the TriCaster, when we had those mounted cameras in the old building, and we really started to debut video, so probably 5.3 years. But yeah, there you have it.
Okay.
A little look behind the curtain. 14 plus years here at 95.7 The Game.
Wow, look at him.
Yeah.
We had a caller, Nick, call in. Just to give you a little tidbit, catch you up.
Oh,
we were talking Giants, and I'm really disappointed.
How can you not be?
And the guy called in saying they're not good enough, and I believe they're underperforming across the board, and that's all. And I just shared the National Series, just they look lifeless.
Yeah, I don't, like, that's always an interesting sort of comeback when people are like, or you should have expected them to be awful. And it's like, even if you did look at it that way, I think you're still completely in the right to be disappointed.
That's all.
No one was like calling for the World Series.
You're not going to get a new roster next year.
Yeah, like that's the question. You know what answer I'm done with? It's from the Giants.
Oh, the playoffs.
No,
because they're under
constantly. Hey, what's wrong? We don't know.
If we knew,
we'd fix it. Talent's all here. We're doing everything right, and I'm done with that answer.
Man,
I am done with that answer, and I hear it on the microphones and off. Everyone in the organization
is
like, we don't know. Well, guess what?
Are we going to know next year?
It's your job to know.
And then that's it.
But figure it out.
Well,
because this sucks.
The simple answer is, I think, that they're not good enough. And they were set at the start of the year with an over-under of 81.5. And you added and you also subtracted. And here you are, a game below 500. And you kind of are what Vegas thought you were going to be. And if you look at their team and some of the guys that you're rolling out there, whether it's, I like to look at pitches, Bailey, or Casey Schmidt, and Christian Koss every now and again, Gilby, who finally got a knock, and he's bummed about it. Overall, across the board, you're kind of a mediocre team.
Okay, don't you think though? Like when we bring up the bottom of the order, and everybody's got a bottom of the order, not the Dodgers, but everybody else has got a bottom of the order,
right?
So I guess I'd say it this way: even if I buy what you're saying, that it's like, okay, quote, they're not good enough. You would not expect some of the names in this lineup to continue to put out games where you get four hits and people are sitting on their hands the entire night. And we've circled back to that damn buzzword that we've been playing with for 4 years. Boring.
Boring.
So that's like, no, from that perspective, I kind of reject your answer. They're not this bad on paper, but they are. So I can't
in
look
person,
at yeah, but
and
like
in paper they are this bad.
But look at Devers. Devers is now hitting like Devers.
Okay.
Okay. Willy Adames is hitting like
all right,
Adames.
Yeah.
So like you do have
that's
some
two
dudes.
Out of nine.
Well, right, but a lot of the guys.
Sure.
Like keep going. It's not like even okay. Jung Woo Lee's disappointing, but he's not hitting 180. Like how on earth are you so lifeless? Forget
wow,
your
man.
Record.
Yeah.
Okay, your record says you're not that good, but how are you so lifeless? Non-competitive on a nightly basis. Even your at-bats, non-competitive. That I don't get it. And apparently they don't either.
Man.
The problem is I'm not paid to get it, and they are.
I mean, you're not talking about last night's game.
I'm talking about all
the
of them.
The last two games in particular.
Man. I'm talking about a thread through many of the games in the second half of this year.
I mean, I would put Sunday's game against Washington in a different category.
That's
like,
fair.
I will say this. Like, Yu Darvish hasn't pitched much this year.
And he's been terrible.
No. And he looked pretty
so
good.
So would Gore Sunday. He's been struggling.
You know how many dudes have mowed the Giants down when they're not mowing anybody else down this year?
Mow.
Yeah. Answers a lot.
Yeah. That's how the Pirates come in and sweep you.
Right. Right.
I love that you guys are entertaining the life. Like, you can, some stuff you can't control, but you are right. And I told Steiny, that answer of, we don't know, That's a problem.
Can I give you another one? We've tried everything. Oh, God. We've had meetings. We've not had meetings. We've had more BP. We've had less BP. You've tried. All right, then let's just give up.
And I keep hearing about, next year, if we can't solve the what's the problem, how do we know next year? You could put Babe Ruth in the lineup.
They're all signed to be back next year, so why wouldn't they be lifeless again?
Where are you with Melvin?
Getting worse.
Now, and I appreciate you admitting getting. You didn't say run them. I'm there.
Getting worse.
But you said it's not getting better.
No, there's two ways to answer that. It's like, where do you think Buster is? And I think Buster is probably frustrated, impatient, and now has had a year of assessing things and probably does, at least in spots, want to put in some new people. I don't know if it's all the way up at the top. But then again, like we're going from smaller sample to larger sample. And if you have tried everything and you flat out don't know what's going on, well, then that's kind of your job. Like, we can spotlight the decision here or there with a pitching change that you did or you didn't like, but I'm more of a like, it's one of the reasons that I don't get so bothered by a Kyle Shanahan when he has a bad play call. He has set up a system with the Niners that the players really respond to. They'd run through a wall for him. It does not appear that Bob Melvin has done that. That's his job.
I don't know if any of you guys have ever been the boss here in the room. Have you ever been the boss? Because I've never been the boss, but I've been a coach of many teams when you have to do the toughest thing all season, which at the high school levels, make cuts. You have tryouts, and you got to make cuts, and sometimes you have to cut people that you don't really like, or sometimes you have to cut people that you love, but they're just not good enough, and it's really hard to do. And that's what I'm thinking about with Buster Posey, because if this continues to go this way, Pat Burrell and the offense have been bad, so it's one of his former teammates and ostensibly a friend. That's a hard choice. And John Barr, who is a special advisor to the president of baseball ops, the guy who actually found Buster when he was a college player, he's on the staff. That may be a conversation. Kyle Haynes, friend of the program, who is the VP of player personnel?
The player development head, yeah.
You look at that whole department, many of whom are holdovers from the previous regime. You're going to have to maybe make some wholesale changes, because that, for me, is as big a problem as Melvin and Burrow
and
the coaching staff.
And I appreciate the instruction. Let me just throw this to you and Willard, because I did to Steiny. Tell me what I personally did wrong from that Sunday when the trade was announced. That Monday, we had former GM Bodnon. He was talking possible World Series for the Giants. Forget what he said. I was ecstatic. What did I or we do wrong from that day forecasting, oh, my gosh, maybe the division is not a pipe dream to where we're at now? What did I omit?
Nothing.
No.
I don't think you or the fans did anything wrong. I think that was completely fair.
79-80 was not on the table.
No. Oh, God, no. And actually, from that moment, they've been well worse than that. I think the fourth worst team in the majors.
Well, that's too many games. But yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah. They might wind up at 79-80 after 159. They probably will.
What did I miss?
How can you not be excited when they had the best bullpen in the league? They had two starting pitchers on the All-Star team. You're not asking for a murderer's row, but
three
you're like
pitchers in the All-Star game.
Yeah, and then, but you injected like an elite hitter into a group that was at that time it was like so-so, like just not a great offensive team. But they didn't need to be a great offensive team. They didn't need to be. And then what happened after that falls into a bucket of poor on-field decision making, poor defense. Players out of position, and again, back to that, we're just lifelessness. Losing the exact kind of game that you would repeatedly win. That 2-2 game going into the eighth or the ninth at Oracle Park.
You used to just, oh,
they've
the
got 80% of those. And this year they're getting
500 at home, Steiny.
Well, that makes sense because pitching and defense tends to win at that park, and defensively they haven't been great this year. And I like right now, I'm starting to look at the pitching, and man, I'm looking back thinking, guys really must have been pitching well the first 75 or 80 games, because if you look at the staff right now, without Roop, like, they need three pitchers. Right now, they need three pitchers.
Roop was great, and then
he was terrific.
Yeah, and Verlander had been the previous three starts; he'd been better, and then another bad outing, and. Your Birdsong Wizenhunt spot has not been terrific.
He was all right at the beginning, though.
Yeah.
And then he couldn't
throw strikes.
And then he went Ebby Calhoun Lelouch on everybody.
Yeah, and I think Wizenhunt, he needs to get into an offseason and figure out what else he can add and how else he can pitch. Because right now, the book is, this guy's got a great change. So just chill and wait for the change. And when he's throwing it, that thing's getting devoured. And, you know, the bullpen spot isn't really working. More Kaiway Tang coming, right? Tomorrow, is he going to get the start again?
Man. I don't know.
He pitched great last time, but they're just not good enough across the board unless all of your secondary and your tertiary pieces, unless they play really well. Like Adamas, getting hot. Been hot. Devers, getting hot. Chapman's been mostly steady, but that's a third of your lineup. And you look at last night, and the word you guys are talking about, lifeless, that, for me, is the biggest indictment on Bob Melvin.
No, it's strong,
like,
man.
You're in a spot where the Padres, you can still do something this year if you handle the Padres, and you went out and you basically, you kind of lay down.
And I think the Mets going into this tailspin that we didn't foresee losing, and you still can't take advantage of that, I think that makes it worse.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Go ahead, Will.
They're still 4.5 out. It's amazing.
He was waiting for me to say the math is there. The play's not, though.
Well, no. So it was funny because a lot of people, because you weren't here yesterday, I kind of did a look. This looks awful. This looks done. I'm as lifeless as the rest of you are. But the 7 games out of the next 10 are against San Diego. I'll sit here and wait for you to not do it, and then we'll officially have your funeral. And so what I said was, over these next 10 games, you have to win at least 7 of them, and at least 5 of those 7 wins need to be against the Padres. And they're still allowed to do that. So they're not going to. But, like, until they don't, I'll still sit, like, I'll be back in front of the TV.
4.5 is nothing.
6:45 tonight, like, because at any point, like, that winning streak can happen in sports. We spent a lot of time yesterday talking about, like, not dismissing the surprise in sports. That's what I'm doing here. That's what I love about sports.
Yeah. And I'm no clinical doctor, but even from afar in the SIP, I'm watching that game on YouTube TV, and it looks like they're mentally exhausted. The hitters, when a runner's in scoring position, it's like, this is when you should be like, let's go. It just looks like they're not a fear to fail. There's just some across the board, they're not getting it done with the bat. With run. That's how they're losing these games. Steiny keeps talking about the pitching. Okay, it's taking a step back, but the one, it's not, they're not losing 20-1 every night. It's still the same theme.
Let me throw this at you. If we're going to jump ahead to next year, all right, I'm looking at this team, and Devers, Adames, and Chapman are the, let's just call them the big three.
You want to put Ramos in and make it four?
And Jung Woo Lee's going to be here, so.
I kind of didn't want to put Ramos in just because of his age.
Okay.
So, you know, those three guys have not quite produced like they, like you hoped. But they're on your team, and they're probably going to be on your team for a while. So I think they can be better next year. Those three guys as a collective. But now I look at this team going into next year, and I know we're talking about the hitting this year.
Yeah.
I'm more worried about the pitching next year than the hitting next year, believe it or not. Because we lost two of our relievers, and I say we because I'm a Giants fan.
Huge.
And
I'm a Giants fan.
And we've got to figure out Wizenhunt, Roop, Birdsong, and who? One more guy, maybe
Kaiway Tang
not.
For sure. Mark's favorite.
But, well, you know what I mean? Like they still, ideally, they can get a free agent pitcher and then have at least another guy emerge.
I mean, if you look at it and go, okay, in theory, I know you're assuming health, but Logan Webb is a starter next year. Robbie Ray is a starter next year. Landon Roop is a starter next year. Does Birdsong figure something out? Well, I don't know about the young guys, but you can go get another free agent or two to be rotation guys. And as far as the bullpen, you know, like they, okay, Rodriguez is going to be your closer now. You're allowed to go sign Tyler Rogers back if you want to. He's a free agent. So I think that there are ways to address that without doing major long-term contracts. Plus, pitchers overperform at Oracle Park because it's a great pitcher's park. So, like, I still think that the pitching staff can be fine. But what they need to do is have more competitive at-bats and more smarts on the field. They need to be a smarter baseball team also on the field.
Gary St. Jean used to talk about internal development, and he used to always get kind of laughed at. So, Bailey, Schmidt, I'll put Jung Woo Lee in there. Matos, Ramos, like, are they good enough? Will they be good enough to be supporting players on a really good team?
Can they get better in the areas you're talking about? And as you know, guys, all roads lead to Kuminga, and that's been a frustration for the Warriors, is in 4 years, they don't feel like he's developed those intangibles that they would like him to have developed by now. So, with Elliot Ramos, he can hit. He can flat out hit. He's an all-star.
Yep.
Can he get better in the field? Can he have somebody hitting him fly balls all winter?
With the right instruction, I think he
can. Learn how to get angles. And, you know, the arm's not bad, but he's just kind of an adventure out there. And, you know, is that a fair thing to say?
It's
a
little bit worse. Of an adventure. It's getting worse.
No, it's totally fair. I love
the old adventure books.
No, I do not choose this adventure.
Fly ball to left. If he cuts it off, turn to page 71. Man, if he retreats, go to page 77. I think he retreats. Oh, it gets by him.
Yeah.
So you're right, Steiny. I do think that it is an attractive free agent destination for pitchers. Maybe Bryce Eldridge will be ready and he can provide some thump. The things that you pointed out, though, I'm looking at Melvin and Pat Burrell as, guys, this is where you need to, you know, if you're Bob Melvin and you've been doing this for 24 seasons, you cannot have your team go into flaccid mode in what should be a pennant race.
There always has to be a message, right? So go back to your original thing, like, have you ever been the boss?
Right.
And I think all of us in the room on one level or another would like to think that we have been some sort of a boss, at least in our homes.
Oh, boy, that's where I was going.
And by the way, I've told you this before. If that were the case, I'd have been fired like a bunch of times because that's really hard. And the deal is, I can't even believe we're having this conversation because it's going on literally on my phone with my wife right now. Like, if
early trouble?
Well, no, not with her. No, but with the with the employees.
Ah, gotcha.
There's trouble with the employees.
Gotcha. You got five employees now.
We got a lot of employees. Her employees are doing fine. Mine not so much. So if your message is not getting across, you can get mad at the employees. Mm. But at a certain point, you better change your message or the way that it's landing and at least try something different. And I'm really bad at that. Like, I kind of, I'm Wizen Hunt. I have a pitch and I throw it. And sometimes that it's not a good day for that pitch. And so we struggle with that messaging sometime. And that's, I literally had someone in the organization, and this was weeks ago.
Your organization?
The Giants. Okay. Not my organization. The Giants say, whatever the message is.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I don't even know if anybody knows what Bob Melvin's message is. But whatever it is, it's not getting home.
That's right.
And that's how they look and perform it to me.
Unfortunately, in life, that comes down on him.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're saying this because we are having the same conversation with our not quite all the way potty trained, soon to be 3-year-old. And the messaging from the leader of our organization, P.S. Not Me, it's not landing. And so I'm trying to get us to redirect the messaging in a different way. So perhaps, you know, she'll rock the deuce in the appropriate spot. I just want
two words, deuces. My guy. Two words for you.
Sorry, Grandy.
Corporal punishment.
Well, that actually isn't working.
Really?
Not that we've tried it, like drop and give me 20.
I don't think that would work on a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
I got it.
How did you all
get
it?
Oh, you get some corporal punishment when you're a kid?
My parents should be buried under the jail.
I apologize. I touched a nerve. Yeah. I can see that.
No,
we all have childhood trauma. It's okay. Were you liking it early?
No.
Okay.
No.
Mine came from my siblings, not my parents. I never got the belt or anything like that.
No, I didn't get the belt, but I got a few.
I got the belt and switch and extension cord.
See, that's...
Yeah.
No,
seriously.
My dad...
I don't like hearing
rest in peace. 10 years ago today...
I don't like... I'm sorry.
We lost Dwayne 10 years ago today.
Rest in peace.
Yep, Dwayne, August 12th of 2015. Hard to believe it's been 10. He had a ping pong paddle in the top drawer of his dresser, and that was like... Don't make me get the paddle.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a blue ping pong paddle with the old bumpy surface. And then I went in his drawer a few months later, and there was a red one in there. And a few months later, there was a green one. And so I say, Dad, what happened to the blue one? Ask your brother.
Ooh.
The blue one done got broken.
Dude, he knocked the paint right off of it.
He may have, yeah.
Ooh.
But with those three monsters, there weren't enough table tennis paddles in the country for those three.
Well, I take it it was one of those with the little nodes on it.
That's what I'm saying.
Not one of the really fancy ones with all the padding.
Or the real original sandpaper ones.
Oh.
This was the ones with the nodules. You're exactly right.
The nodules.
Get them at Big Five for $1 apiece.
Oh, man. My sister would get it, and I'd laugh when corporal punishment would come our way. And then for me, she'd be grinning. And it's just like, ow.
It's so funny because when my siblings would get it, I'd be grinning. And they'd look at me like, oh, mom and dad aren't always home. You realize dummy.
Yeah, you got problems.
So they'd leave, and it was a 3-on-1 fast break.
Too early to worry about injuries with the Niners, or we got
Apple for you.
Time.
Well, I mean, no, you can go ahead.
No, I'm talking about
you can go ahead and worry.
No, I'm asking. I don't know.
When do we not worry about injuries in football?
Well, coming off of last year,
But didn't you worry about it? It didn't just because it didn't happen. There's never been a football game where I don't go in as a fan going, please don't.
No, that's the game, but this is early.
Well, better now than then.
Well, we said that with the calf and McCaffrey last year when I was like, oh, Steiny.
By the way,
look what happened.
Hey, does Matt Stafford's August 2025 sound a lot like Christian McCaffrey's August 2024?
I keep saying, Steiny was like, tell him
my
what you told me.
My sources say he's fine.
Yeah,
dude,
I don't know why but they say he's fine.
No, dude,
but
why this would, is bad.
Why would anybody even know that?
Oh.
Why would?
Because it's a source.
Yeah, but
look at Grandy.
if it's not Matt
you
himself.
You heard it here first.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
I got people.
But that's cryptic,
dude. He was supposed to practice, and then he didn't.
No doubt.
Yeah, we're not that concerned.
Can't take a snap. Like, no, I'm serious. Like, he's everything. If that's...
I'm going to go get more info on this.
He is currently in what they call an immortal chamber. It's a $160,000 chamber. So if you have to be in a high-priced chamber in August, that means you're back. It's more than just a massage.
Mom's had to get that Daryl shots in the back just to keep going.
I argue one of those. There were sources last August that were like, don't worry. McCaffrey's fine.
My source is in LA.
And there you go.
Yeah, but we had really sources in San Francisco who thought that McCaffrey was quote-unquote fine last August.
I didn't pay attention to that.
Well, that's a you problem. I did.
We were out there that Monday night, and it came out.
And then look what it blew into. We never saw him.
Man.
What did he play? Sort of, kind of, 2.5 games or something?
What about the sound about where McCaffrey's at? Just the pounding.
Well.
That was scary. Hopefully he's wrong. And he wasn't trying to be right, but
man. He didn't take a pounding last year. I'm more worried about Barkley than McCaffrey this year. Because McCaffrey got rest. And Barkley...
The
data on who led the league in touches the year before, the data sucks unless your name's Derrick Henry and he's largest man that's ever walked the face of the planet.
No, that is something worth keeping an eye on. Absolutely. I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Because
I know you're tapped in with the Eagles.
They're fans. Front office, I'm not strong there.
Sirianni hasn't invited you for dinner yet after the way you talk about him?
No.
Okay.
No.
I owe him an apology.
Who, Sirianni?
All right. Why don't we leave the show with that tomorrow?
Okay, there we go,
baby. We can do that.
Just say you want to go.
I want to go.
Wheel was fine today.
I'm not in a bad mood at all.
Yeah.
I was earlier, but it had nothing to do with you.
You missed the bad mood.
Did I miss it?
I don't need
God. Oh, yeah. That was a bad mood.
The eruption will not be televised.
All right. I can't wait to hear all about it.
You won't.
You won't.
Where was Wiggins? This goes in the same place as that. You'll never hear about it.
Yeah, yeah. Where won't you hear about Willard's bad day?
95 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm an idiot.